esto. Loppo a butto tendi il bagaglio, nacco na olio, il lolo tutto. Ehi, le tante, lo tendi, lo tutto, ma la poi lo tappu.
Chers auditeurs, il est temps pour moi de terminer cette émission d'une heure d'aujourd'hui. Je vous remercie pour votre fidélité et n'oubliez pas de nous écrire à notre courriel voilistenerz@gmail.com. Donc, je vous souhaite bonne journée, bonne soirée et à bientôt.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id. and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. VOI listener, welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. With me, Rahma, on the mic, presenting you the news, updates, information, music, everything's taking it closer to Indonesia, including through the programs like Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. To begin our program, let's listen to the news. The news first, the headlines. Indonesia strengthens gaming ecosystem through Gamescom 2025 in Germany. Gajah Mada University encourages public participation to prevent dengue. I'm Rahmawati. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government considers Gamescom to be a pivotal moment to open up opportunities for international cooperation and strengthen the Indonesian gaming industry on the international stage. VOI reporter Rizka Fadila has the detail.
The Minister of Creative Economy Teuku Rifki Harsha stated that President Prabowo Subianto has designated 7 priority subsectors of the creative economy, including gaming, as one of the main focus out of total 17 subsectors. According to him, participation in Gamescom is a strategic step for Indonesia to open up global cooperation opportunities and strengthen the position of Indonesian game developers. He stated this while attending Gamescom 2025 held in Cologne, Germany, as quote from his personal social media account on Thursday. Gamescom is the world's largest video game and interactive entertainment exhibition held annually in Cologne, Germany. It brings together the international gaming community and the entire industry.
President Prabowo has instructed that there are 7 creative economy subsectors that are a priority. One of 17 subsectors, one of them is games. So from August 20th to 22nd, there is something called Gamescom, the world's largest event for the gaming ecosystem, held in Cologne, Germany.
During the event, Indonesia showcased a special pavilion to highlight Gamescom as an important opportunity for Indonesia to showcase the potential of national game industry in the international market.
Today, we are at the Indonesian Pavilion, a collaboration between the Ministry of Creative Economy, the Ministry of Trade, the Ministry of Communication and Digital, and the Jakarta Provincial Government. And of course, there was also support from the Indonesian Embassy in Berlin and the Indonesian Consulate General in Frankfurt. As a great opportunity, let's support Indonesian game developers, Indonesian games, Indonesian game workers, and the Indonesian game ecosystem to grow even bigger and go global.
The Ministry of Creative Economy affirms its commitment to continue supporting the strengthening of the national gaming ecosystem through data-driven policies. Teuku Rifki emphasized that target regulation will ensure the Indonesian game industry can compete globally while also creating more jobs. Rizka Fadila, Voice of Indonesia.
An expert from Universitas Gajah Mada highlighted the crucial role of community participation in dengue prevention. She also underlined the need for academic innovation to strengthen efforts in combating the disease. Ofra Regina has the detail.
We still need the community to be active in participating the
Director of the Center for Tropical Medicine at Universitas Gajah Mada, Citra Indriani, has encouraged public participation in tackling mosquito populations that cause dengue fever. She conveyed this in her interview with RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Thursday. She emphasized that dengue prevention requires active community involvement alongside innovations from academic infection control and the development of dengue vaccines.
We still need the community to be active in participating the for vector control in combating the dengue fever. And also we need the academician try to find out the innovation in vector control in the vaccine and other innovation in controlling the dengue.
Citra added that dengue management cannot rely on a single effort but requires an integrated strategy. This includes vector control, monitoring mosquito breeding sites, and active community participation. Since 2023, the Indonesian government has begun providing free dengue vaccination for children in Balikpapan. The Ministry of Health is targeting a nationwide dengue vaccination program in 2025, with East Kalimantan among the regions that have already started earlier. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and Japan strengthen cooperation through the Joint Crediting Mechanism, or JCM. This forum, held in Jakarta, is expected to drive public and private investment in decarbonization projects. Hasna Nur Afifah has the detail.
The Indonesian and Japan government held a forum titled Promoting Business Engagement and Matching Through the JCM to Expand Indonesia's Carbon Market in Jakarta on Thursday. In his opening remarks, Keitaro Tsuji, director of the International Carbon Market at Japan's Ministry of the Environment, stated that the forum was organized in response to the growing demand for JCM credits, particularly in light of Japan's preparations to launch its domestic compliance market.
Because of Japan's domestic compliance market, the demand of JCM credit is skyrocketing. With this background, today's forum is being held in response to the growing momentum surrounding the JCM in two countries.
Tsuji also said this forum is an important step to accelerate the development of decarbonization projects through public and private investment.
I do hope this forum will serve as a catalyst or enhanced public-private investment in decarbonization and mark a meaningful step forward toward the sustainable future jointly pursued by Indonesia and Japan.
Since its launch in 2013, the Joint Crediting Mechanism, or JCM, has facilitated over 60 projects in Indonesia. These projects span various sectors, including renewable energy, energy efficiency, waste processing, forestry, and transportation. Collectively, the mechanism has made a significant contribution to reducing greenhouse gas emissions while also boosting private investment in Indonesia. Hasna Nur Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and Japan cooperation on low-carbon projects highlight the important role of the private sector in mitigating the impacts of climate change. Ihsan Syaputra has the detail.
Indonesia and Japan are accelerating cooperation on low-carbon projects through the Joint Crediting Mechanism, SIEM. At a forum on promoting business engagement and matching in Jakarta on Thursday, Assistant Deputy Minister for Multilateral Economic Cooperation of the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, Ferry Ardianto, emphasized the strategic role of the private sector in adopting low-emission technologies while simultaneously supporting export competitiveness and achieving national climate targets.
Government cannot go alone to address the adverse and massive impact of the rising of global temperature, but require broader participation from every component in a nation. Private sector can play an important role in mitigating climate change since they have the most potential to implement technology.
Ferry described GCM mechanism as a bridge for technology transfer, private sector participation, and innovative financing with 60 ongoing projects. He stated that the adoption of low-carbon technology is now a business necessity, in line with the export market demands and the increasing prevalence of environmental, social, and governance practice.
Let me emphasize that Indonesia views this forum as not only a business matching platform, but also a strategic milestone in advancing our bilateral cooperation under the Paris Agreement, while unlocking real economic benefits for our people.
The Joint Crediting Mechanism is a bilateral SIEM that facilitates the installation of low-carbon technologies in partner countries with the aim of reducing carbon emissions, enabling both countries to meet their greenhouse gas reduction contribution targets. In Indonesia, the mechanism is recognized as equivalent to the Indonesian Emission Reduction Certification through the Mutual Recognition Agreement, which has been in effect since October 2024. Ihsan Syaputra, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government is committed to accelerating the construction of permanent housing and supporting infrastructure for the victims of Mount Lewu Tobi Laki-Laki's eruption. This was conveyed by Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Pratikno. After
Pratikno stated that the government would propose to the Ministry of Finance to immediately provide grants to local governments to help ease the burden on disaster-affected communities. He stressed that post-disaster recovery is not only about rebuilding houses, but also about restoring education and health services, as well as reviving people's livelihoods. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Facing a surge in cross-border cyber threats, Indonesia is cementing a critical law enforcement partnership with FBI. At a high-level conference in Bali, officials from across the Asia-Pacific region rallied behind the initiative, highlighting the urgent need for shared intelligence and collaborative action to combat espionage, sabotage, and cybercrime that jeopardize national security. Desi Anugranov has the detail.
The Indonesian National Police is spearheading an initiative to bolster its information technology infrastructure